Simon & Schuster Audio presents Break No Bones by Kathy Rikes. Read by Dorothee Berryman.
Chapter 1. Never fails. You're wrapping up the operation when someone blunders onto the season's big score. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but it's damn close to what happened. And the final outcome was far more disturbing than any last-minute discovery of a potsherd or hearth. It was May 18th, the second to the last day of the archaeological field school. I had 20 students digging a site on Deweese, a barrier island north of Charleston, South Carolina. I also had a journalist, with the IQ of Plankton. 16 bodies? Plankton pulled a spiral notebook as his brain strobed visions of Dahmer and Bundy. Vix Hadid? The graves are prehistoric. Two eyes rolled up, narrowed under puffy lids. Old Indians? Native Americans. They got me covering dead Indians? No political correctness prize for this guy. They? I see. The Moultrie News, the East Cooper community paper. Charleston, as Rhett told Scarlett, is a city marked by the genial grace of days gone by. Its heart is the peninsula, a district of antebellum homes, cobbled streets, and outdoor...